KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:06, we have cloudy skies, and it's currently 74 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning and firing up again later this afternoon. The high of 89. Some of those storms this afternoon could be severe with damaging winds, large hail, heavy rain, and an isolated tornado. Radar currently shows some showers and moderate shower activity, let's put it, to the northwest of us here in the Harrison County area, northwestern Pottawatomie County, Monona, and parts of Crawford County, and that's all trending off to the east-northeast. Well, good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met Tuesday morning in a regularly scheduled session. During their meeting, County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes presented his three-part report. The fourth quarter report, he said, first of all, is mandated by state code.
We had two claims for emergency rent assistance, $1,052. And then you see the list there for federal benefits, 13 for compensation, which is the word the VA uses for disability, 4 for health care to get into VA hospital, 9 nursing home applications, 3 federal burial benefits, 1 records request, 1 change of address, and we have 1 claim under appeal.
In the same report, Holmes noted the Cass County Veterans Affairs Office assisted 121 veterans, conducted 96 office and 4 home visits, made 184 phone contacts, answered 167 various pieces of correspondence, and they assisted 5 veterans with their driver's licenses. Mitch then gave the annual report for fiscal year 2020-21.
We had 9 claims for emergency assistance totaling $3,164. 6 of them were for rent, 2 for groceries, and then 1 utility request.
And the CCVA assisted 47 veterans process and received their federal VA compensation benefits last year and other benefits such as nursing home and health care, death or burial benefits, and other matters. They also assisted a total of 341 veterans at 407 office visits and 40 home visits. The Cass County Veterans Affairs made 988 phone contacts, handled 1,288 pieces of correspondence over the past 12 months, and assisted with 20 driver's licenses. The third and final report Holmes provided to the Board of Supervisors was the fiscal year geographic distribution of VA expenditures. The report shows the county has a veteran population of 1,258. Total federal dollars coming into Cass County, specifically for veterans, amounts to more than $8.9 million, including $4.1 million in veterans' compensation and pension. In other business, the Cass County engineer, Trent Wolkin, presented his regular report to the board in the Secondary Roads Department activities and maintenance. He mentioned that they placed project pipe last week along Troublesome Creek Road, and that allowed the road to be reopened. He said they'll continue to work with project pipes as they are delivered to the county. And he said work on the Boston Road and Olive Street Bridge projects continue.
Construction-wise, we have our 2 bridges, Boston Road. We're continuing the deck. We're getting the deck poured. Probably like 2/3 of the way back on that one. Olive Street, the beams were delivered yesterday and put up, so that's a big step. So we're getting progress on both those bridges.
Wolkin said also that work will begin soon on an Indian Creek box culvert project north of Highway 6. Well, members of the Madison County Board of Supervisors have passed a new ordinance that is delaying a wind turbine project. Opponents of the idea say the turbines are loud and interrupt their sleep. The Arbor Hill project would involve the installation of 52 new turbines. One resident said that she would be paid $6,000 a year to have one located on her property. MidAmerican Energy is suing the county board in Madison County, saying the new ordinance is inconsistent with a permit that was already approved. The CAM school board met Monday evening in a regular session. Shared CAM Nottoway Valley School District Superintendent Paul Cron said Tuesday that with regard to the district facilities, there is a financial focus group scheduled to meet at 6:30 this evening in Messina.
And then we're going to follow it up with a community engagement meeting on finances on the 21st of July in Messina as well. So we just want people to be aware of those. They're welcome to come to either one, but because people signed up for the focus group of financial, we invited them to the first meeting at the 14th. And then if we have any revisions from their input, then we will present that information to the community at large on the 21st of July in Messina at 6:30 as well.
He says the community has been engaged with and highly interested in the process of coming up with a facilities plan.
Last meeting we had wanted community input, said they wanted more meetings sooner than later and more information, and so we're having these things in July as well, and we'll continue that. We did share a timeline. If we were to do a bond election, it would go to November, and we'll continue to have the conversations and work towards that pace. But if it needs to slow down and do something different, then we will, and then move that date back to, a March election if it need be.
In other discussion and action, the CAM School Board Monday night made some adjustments in association with their FY 2020 audit review by clearing some inactive activity accounts. There were also minor changes in the student handbook.
Legislative priorities, we picked those to be supplemental state aid, teacher recruitment and licensure, school funding policy, and the bond issue, as it kind of fits more towards CAM out. They're all good ideas and platforms to be talking about legislatively, but they've asked us to prioritize the top three or four, so that's what we did.
And the CAM School Board renewed an agreement with the Cass County Sheriff's Office for a school resource officer and sharing agreements with Nottoway Valley.
Sharing the superintendent, human resource maintenance, as well as we started sharing a school business official, and that agreement was approved in, I believe, March or April.
That's a check of the news this hour. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.